Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Good thing we don't pay you by the movie review, because there's nothing new opening at Galaxy. Is this unprecedented?
It's very unusual, especially this time of year. And the interesting thing is Hollywood now releases their blockbusters on a 12-month schedule, and it's not just all about the summer anymore. And the year, we're down maybe 4 or 5%. The summer's been kind of a rough go, but there's three huge movies to end off the year that is probably going to make this year yet another record year at the box office.
All right, well, we do have some fresh offerings over at the Movie Mill with you guys. Former Vice President Al Gore is back with an Inconvenient sequel.
Yeah, it was about a decade ago that he made his rounds, bringing climate change to the forefront. And whether you believe it or whether you don't, I mean, the facts certainly seem to speak for themselves. It's been an awfully warm summer, but I don't think there's any denying that the climate is changing, whether it's global warming, whatever you want to call it. But this time around, it's a look at alternate energy sources, and that we're on the cusp of a revolution that we can make a difference through technology. And it's kind of an interesting go around. It's not quite as preachy as I thought the first one was. And it's interesting and educational, shall we say.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
The next generation would be justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
And then we've got our sort of premiere. It's Leap, also known as Ballerina.
Yeah, we actually played this a few months ago as Ballerina, but it's been re-released, or it's been released for the first time in the U.S. as Leap, and it was actually the third highest grossing film last weekend. It's a cute little picture that I think very few people had a chance to see, and so with the additional advertising that's coming along, we decided it was an idea to bring in a fresh kids-friendly movie. It's about an 11-year-old girl, an orphan, voiced by Elle Fanning. Her dream is to become a ballerina, and her best friend, his dream is to become an inventor, and together they escape from their orphanage, and they make it to Paris, France, and she finds out just it's a little more difficult. You have to have a little more than just talent alone to break into the ballerina world, as she comes up against some nasty competitors, and more nasty, I think, are their mothers.
Since I can remember, I've wanted to dance.
The Opéra de Paris.
I will take you to this dance school, and you will become the greatest dancer ever.
Starting tomorrow, we'll have an audition.
Can you dance?
Yes. At least I think I can.
And speaking of nasty mothers, they messed with the wrong one in Halle Berry and Kidnap.
They really did. Typical afternoon in the park sort of turns anything less than typical when her young son is snatched from before her eyes, and without a cell phone and any way to contact the police, she frantically hops in her car and takes up chase. And it's a very tense film. Far better than I gave it credit for. When it first came out, I was sure this was a direct-to-video picture, but it's proven to have legs and be very playable, and it's actually one of our choices for Midnight at the Mill this weekend.
I was going to say, Labor Day Monday, the holiday Sunday night, what are you offering?
Yeah, we've got Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron. We've got Kidnapped, of course. We have War for the Planet of the Apes. We have Transformers The Last Night. And then Valerian, City of a Thousand Planets. And, of course, $11 gets you your ticket, your pop, and your popcorn. Last one before school starts, so we hope to see you at the movies.